Bahraini forces have raided the mourners of an anti-regime activist who died in prison days ago. Regime forces fired tear gas to disperse thousands of people who had gathered to mourn the death of Jafar al-Dirazi in his hometown of Al-Day. Bahrain's main opposition party, Al-Wifaq, announced last week that the 22-year-old who suffered from anemia died in jail due to torture and medical negligence. The man is one of scores of activists who have lost their lives at the hands of the Manama regime forces since February 2011, when an uprising against the Al-Khalifa regime began to percolate. Joining us now from West Virginia via Skype is Colin Cavell. He's a former professor with the University of Bahrain. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Cavell. Now, attacking mourning ceremonies and funerals has become a tactic used by the Al-Khalifa regime forces. Why do you think that is so?
The attempt by the Al-Khalifa regime is that if they use enough force, they will scare the people. But Kaniz, you and I have both seen that after 3 years ongoing, the people are strong, the people are resolute, and they are determined to fight for their freedom and for liberation. The death of the martyr, Jafar al-Dirazi, my condolences to the al-Dirazi family. I know they are strong. I knew some Dirazis when I was in Bahrain. And what Jafar has done, he has died a martyr. He has died for a cause. He has died for the cause of freedom and liberation. And he gives us hope for the future.
Well, how many Jafars have to die through torture, through medical negligence, through imprisonment, before the world wakes up to the reality of what's happening in Bahrain?
Well, I know it seems that the world is ignoring Bahrain, but slowly but surely, here in the United States and elsewhere, people are seeing that the actions of our government are inexcusable, they're hypocritical, and that we are supporting the wrong side in this fight. We're supporting a rogue regime that gets away with impunity, killing people, torturing people, attacking peaceful protesters against international law. And slowly but surely, the world will see the light that is being shed on Bahrain.
Now, Mr. Cavell, looking at the bigger picture here and the situation in the Middle East, do you think that Bahrain's strategic importance for the West has become even more significant?
Well, from a point of view of certain imperial interests in the United States, yes, they do believe that keeping the fleet, the U.S. Navy fleet in Bahrain, is of strategic importance. But they need to understand that the longer you support dictatorships, monarchs, undemocratic, unelected regimes, then the more hated the United States is going to become, and there will be consequences.
Now, there are those who claim that the grip of power in Bahrain is going to be tightened and that this revolution will be stifled. What would you say to them?
Well, they said that after a month. They said that after 3 months. They said that after a year. They said that after 2 years. They said and after 3 years. But the people are resolute. You saw the thousands of activists in the streets mourning the death of Jafar al-Dirazi, despite the stormtrooper police thugs that firing tear gas into the streets and at the protesters. So the people are unafraid, they're determined, they're resolute, and the Khalifas better pack their bags because a reckoning is coming.
Okay, former professor with the University of Bahrain, Colin Cavell there, speaking to us from West Virginia via Skype. Mr. Cavell, it's always a pleasure having you with us here on Press TV.